This is John Martinka. Welcome to another edition of our Getting the Deal Done podcast series. This one being an educational podcast on what is goodwill? What is blue sky? What is an airball? And what do they mean in a buy-sell deal? Well, look, what is goodwill is different in the corporate world. You see corporations like Budweiser and Coca-Cola will have goodwill on their balance sheet for their brand. Figure if nothing else is worth much, the brand is worth something. That's not the way it is in small business or buy sell. What is goodwill? It is the price of the business less the value of the assets. Assets being furniture, fixtures, equipment, vehicles, and net working capital, meaning accounts receivable, and inventory less accounts payable and accrued liabilities, work in process if it's that type of business. So price minus assets. Now in a buy-sell deal, you see different things. You may see the customer list listed. It's still goodwill. You may see the non-compete. And that's an interesting one because it is goodwill to the buyer, but it is ordinary income taxation to the seller, which brings up an interesting story. A number of years ago, I'm working on a deal and the CPA sends over the asset allocation for the seller. And it has $500,000 listed as non-compete agreement. I called him and I said, are you sure you want to do that? He says, oh, of course, it's goodwill. And I said, you might want to check on that because it's goodwill and it's taxed that way and written off that way to the buyer, but to the seller, a non-compete agreement is ordinary income. Well, he came back a couple hours later, the old tail between the legs, and said, yeah, you're right. I didn't have much trouble getting him to drop it to $5,000 or $10,000 and add in $50,000 for transition to support, which is ordinary income to the seller, but is also immediately deductible to the buyer. Now, banks and business buyers should want to have a lot of goodwill. Why? Because it means the value of the company is based on profits, not on assets. Now, we talked about goodwill and taxation. Buyers of businesses get to amortize goodwill over 15 years. Now, that may not sound great compared to writing off assets immediately or over 5 years, but you also, at least in the state of Washington, I don't know about other states, you do not pay use tax, which is about 10% now, on goodwill as you do on furniture, fixtures, equipment, vehicles, for the most part. But it may not be that, but it is also a lot better than before the Tax Act of 1993, which is a little bit before I got into this business. But before that, you could not write off goodwill at all. So accountants and deal makers would get creative and allocate everything they could to something like a non-compete agreement or a customer list that they would call an asset, and then it could be written off. So that tax act changed things. Everything intangible gets lumped into goodwill, but does get to be amortized. So then what's blue sky? Well, to me, blue sky is the value of a company somebody pays or wants to sell for more than the value of the company based on profits. In other words, an owner says, I know my company is worth $5 million, but I want $6 million. I would call that extra million blue sky. Buyers shouldn't pay for blue sky. They should pay for goodwill based on profits. An earnout may be a way to get there. But an earnout, meaning the price is dependent on future performance, is not to get the seller a high price, higher than it should be. It is not for the buyer to pay less than it's worth and have their abilities to run the business influence what the seller actually gets. And then we have the term airball. If you hear a banker seriously use the term airball when talking about goodwill, I'd say there's at least a 90% chance, maybe 95% chance, that banker will not do a business acquisition loan. If they look at it as an airball, no collateral, they're not your banker. I'll finish up by talking about a presentation I did a couple years ago to a local bank, about 10 bankers in the room. And we get done, and one of the seasoned guys, we're just mingling, says, we bankers have got to get used to the newer businesses that don't have a lot of collateral, just a lot of cash flow. We've got to get over the thought there has to be something that we can attach. We want good companies with good loans. So, goodwill, the difference between the assets and the price of the business. Blue sky, when someone wants a little more. Airball, a run away from, because you're not going to get a loan from that banker. Again, John Martinka, Getting the Deal Done podcast series. Thanks for watching or listening. Good day.